The band Everclear first rose to fame back in the 90s with songs like Santa Monica, I Will Buy You a New Life, Father of Mine, Wonderful, and so many others. They're still around today making new music, and Art from Everclear joins us live right now. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Dude, everything is going good. It's great, as always, to talk to you again. Now, you guys have been, you know, touring out and about. You've got kind of a new band as well. Tell us, you know, what you've been up to the last few years and then about your new band, too.
Okay, well, we've been putting out records. We put out a record in 2006, and it was called Welcome to the Drama Club. It's on an indie label. Did pretty well. Very personal record. Documented me going through a lot of stuff in my life, making choices and dealing with the consequence of that. And then in 2008, we put out a covers record called The Vegas Years. And then last year, we put out this record called In a Different Light. And it's basically more acoustic versions and different arrangements of old Everclear songs, plus two new songs, one called At the End of the Day, which has been getting a lot of airplay. And we've been touring on that. I've got, in my personal life, my daughter is almost, my eldest daughter is almost 18. She's going to graduate high school, go to college. And I have a two-year-old, another daughter, Arizona. And excited about getting back out on the road and supporting this record and then going in the studio recording an all-new original record.
Now, you talk about that album In a Different Light, and we're talking to Art from Everclear right now on Round Trip, but I got kind of a bone to pick with you about that, man, the acoustics and stuff. Where's my favorite all-time Everclear song not on that album, AM Radio?
Well, because how do you play that acoustic?
It's a radio. I don't know.
I'm doing a solo tour right now. At the same time with Ed Kowalczyk from Alive and Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer called Open Wings Broken Strings Tour. And people will I'll do my set and then I'll ask people to shout out a song they want to hear and try to stump me a little bit. They'll do AM radio, and I'm like, how am I supposed to play AM radio on an acoustic guitar?
That's why you make the big bucks right there. Come on now.
That's right. Okay, so there you go. I would do it. For you, if you said that to me, you put me on the spot and I'd do it. I'll tell you what, you come to the show, we're gonna definitely play AM radio.
Okay, you promise?
Promise.
All right, I'm gonna remind you about that. We're talking to Art from Everclear. Now, speaking of your library, I've read a lot about your stuff and a big fan. Now, you've written obviously an insane amount of songs throughout the years. What are you, like 150 or something like that? 200 deep in the catalog?
I think about 150, yeah.
Can you, okay, now here's a question I've always wondered, like a random kind of question, but let's say somebody came up to you and said, you know, gave you a random song, any of those 150, and said, you know, give me the lyrics, give me the chords. Could you automatically remember all 150 without, you know, having to look at anything?
No, it'd take me a second.
Really?
I mean, you know, you could go to some song on a record somewhere, and I could figure it out. Give me 5 minutes, and I'd be able to play it for you. Yeah. It's funny, I do that now with songs, and my wife's like, no, the lyrics to this are blah, 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 blah. She remembers better than I do, and she wasn't even around when a lot of these songs were out, not on the radio. I mean, she was around. She was alive, but she wasn't, you know, there when I was writing them. I just have written so many songs, and I think our storage locker is only so big.
Yeah, right.
That we could keep things that present, you know. I'm amazed at guys that go out and play covers, and they know 150 covers, and they can just come up with something off the top of their head. I'm amazed at that. That's not me.
We're talking to Art from Everclear right now. I definitely want to give you some love, too, for all the amazing humanitarian type of stuff you've done with a lot of people, you know, don't know about it. First of all, you were in Iraq supporting the troops last November, correct? What was that experience
right.
like?
That was a trip, man. That was like a few days after the election, and it was, I don't know if you've ever spent much time on bases. You know, I've always been pretty vocal about being anti-war, but I've always been pretty vocal about being pro-troop, and I really think it's important for us to go and support our kids who are over there. And it was really a different experience traveling around by Black Hawk helicopter and C-9, and having to wear heavy gear just to go outside and hearing bombs going off in the distance, you know. Regardless of what you see on TV, man, it's a war zone, and it's most of us haven't been in it. And I think, thanks to the people that are over there, the men and women in the armed forces, we don't have to be in a war zone. that's a good thing.
We're talking to Art from Everclear. You've also done a lot of work with drug awareness programs. I know you've done a lot with the Office of National Drug Control Policy. I would assume now, you know, giving back not only with the music to people, but also being able to share your message, that's got to mean a lot too, right? Probably just as much.
Well, I think so. I think that's our job, not just entertainers, but everybody. I think it's important that if you have a decent life, to give back, to pay it forward, and it does come back. I believe in karma. I believe if you put good stuff out there, it comes back to you. And I believe if you put bad stuff out there, it comes back to you too. And I know both to be true. So I definitely like it when the good stuff comes back.
Now, obviously, you've been through a lot in your life. I'm going to be a little sensitive right now. Not the main, you know, the normal DJ. Hey, talking like this, but be real here for a second. Obviously, life's throwing you a lot of curveballs. You know, you've kept fighting and living. You've been through a lot. And with the economy and society kind of like how it is right now, like, what would you just say to somebody listening right now who's going through a tough time? What's some advice you could give them? Because you've obviously been there before too.
Man, it's rough for everybody right now. It's rough for me. It's rough for everyone I know in every band I know at every level. And in every walk of life. What I say to people is just do what you can to stay on your feet. Don't do anything that you lose your self-dignity, but stay on your feet, even if it makes it look like you're doing Twister, you know, playing Twister underwater. It doesn't have to be pretty, but we will come out of this hard time, and everybody who's on their feet will win. And I think everybody can win. I don't think it's a competition. It's just we got to get through this. Life throws you curveballs, man. Sometimes you swing, sometimes you don't. I'm almost 50 now. I know I shouldn't probably say that on the radio, but I am, and I'm very proud of it because I'm a survivor. And the people in life that learn from their mistakes and learn how to create goodwill in their life are the people that are survivors.
A couple more quick questions. I know you got to bounce here in a second, but one random question. I read about this on Wikipedia. Did you really once, when people were singing a birthday song to you in Australia, did you really have a shoe thrown at you once that hit you in the head? Is that true?
Well, Wikipedia, for one thing, you know, like 50% of Wikipedia is incorrect.
Of course.
But I wasn't singing a birthday song. I was singing Strawberry, an old Everclear song, and I was in Wollongong, which is a working class town south of Sydney, and the lights are down. There's like 2,500 crazy fans in there, and I'm playing a nice, gentle song with a spotlight. And all of a sudden, a boot comes flying out from nowhere, hits the mic, jams it into my mouth, rips open a gash in my mouth like I gotta get stitches, and breaks one of my teeth. So I wasn't singing happy birthday, but I did get clocked.
It's nice to know that I use, you know, Wikipedia for all my show prep, and about half of the stuff I say is
there
right.
There you go.
That's why they pay me the big bucks. Hey, Art from Everclear, thanks so much, as always, for your time. We'll talk to you again soon, and take care, man.
Cool. I look forward to it. Thank you, Devo.